Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
And so, you know, he had this amazing sudden spark in his career. And so the promoter said, okay, cool, you've got this massive tour planned. We're going to give you the top musicians in New York, the top session musicians who have played with Prince, they've played with every major band around the world. We're going to just give you the best guys to do this world tour, and it's going to sound amazing. And apparently, he rehearsed with them for 1 week and fired the whole band and went back to Detroit and found the old guys that he was playing with in the pub in Detroit that he played with 30 years ago, and some of them hadn't played in years, and a lot of them hadn't even played any gig outside of that pub. And he brought them, and they played Radio City Music Hall, they played Madison Square Garden, they played Glastonbury. I mean, he took them on his world tour. And I actually got to see him at Radio City Music Hall in New York. And it's an amazing story. I won't lie. You could hear that the musicians were a little bit nervous and a little bit, they weren't the best in the world. But there was just, it was an amazing energy, and it was authentic. You know, you could feel the authentic artist coming through. You know, those are the guys that he used to jam with, and those are the guys that he probably wrote some of those songs with. So it was amazing that he had the sincerity to say, you know what, these are the guys that I want to use. So yeah, he's a very special artist and a very strange artist as well. I mean, the promoters were furious with him, and his show was a little bit all over the place, but as a South African, it was amazing.
But once again, Rodriguez, a great storyteller. And people
exactly.
want to know. I mean, I remember when, before Cold Fact came out, you couldn't get an interview. You never saw photos of him. And then that story that he died, remember?
Yeah, I know. It's an amazing, it's a unique story. Very strange. I find it so strange to see him in that documentary, having listened to his music, which is so, he had such an incredibly poignant mind, so cynical, and such harsh and brilliant criticisms of society. You know, that someone who has a lot of fire in their heart. But when you see him talking in interviews, he looks like the most reserved, shy, and passive guy. He doesn't come across as a strong personality at all. And it's just amazing that his artistic persona is this incredible, you know, cynical person. Mm. So I don't know. It's an amazing. He's a very complex artist.
Have you done any Rodriguez covers on tour?
I used to do in high school. I used to do Sugar Man.
Can you still do Sugar Man?
Yeah, I haven't done it in years, man.
A little later on, just a little Sugar Man. Oh, what we'll do is we'll do Sugar Man without rehearsing, and then go into one of your songs. Is that a deal?
Okay.
Sugar Man. Okay, Jesse Clegg's here with me, and we're going to play a little game now. Richard's here as well, but sort of Jesse is the famous. Are you okay, Richard?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Are you all right with that?
100%.
Okay, I mean, without you, Jesse's nothing, you know, on tour and stuff like that. He needs you. He needs you on stage.
You complete me.
Yeah.
I like to tell myself that.
I'm going to give you one word, whatever comes up first in your mind. Okay, are you ready?
Okay,
it's easy. Color.
Blind.
That is a brilliant answer, I must say. Hey? That is brilliant.
Okay.
Car.
Top Gear.
Do you watch Sunday Nights, the new one?
It seems to always be on at some point on DSTV, so I just end up watching it. I don't know. I think I've seen every episode.
Who did I see on there? Alice Cooper. He was quite cool.
Yeah. What a legend.
Yeah. TV show. I know you don't have time.
Law and Order.
There we go. Studied law. And do you think it's a good series?
Yeah, I do think. I think it's well written. I mean, I'm not someone who really watches series. Mm. I don't know. It's just, it's too much time. I can't commit so much time to one storyline for so long.
Have you seen 50 Shades of Grey yet?
No.
Okay, you won't go and watch that rubbish. He's all tied up. He's too bad. Okay, movie.
Lost in Translation.
Okay. Movie star. Tough one.
Jeez. I don't know. Gosh.
Everybody struggles with movie star.
Movie star.
No, just so many. Oh, no, you can
Bill
see.
Bill Murray. What a legend.
There we go. Bill Murray. Okay, and then sport.
Squash.
I thought rugby, you know, you kind of soccer, British football. I don't know.
I play squash, man.
Squash.
Yeah.
You must calm down. You saw what happened to Neil Tovey, hey, playing squash.
What happened?
I mean, heart attack. Really? 3 heart attacks after he played squash.
Jeez.
He's okay. He's in hospital now, but he's okay.
Wow.
So watch out. Okay, squash thanks. Is dangerous.
No more pork. No more bacon before the squash games.
Okay, let's look at... This is a tough one. International band or artist. 1.
No, that's impossible.
No, come on, Jesse.
Ugh.
Your favorite. There's one. First thing.
Radiohead.
Brilliant. What a brilliant answer. I saw Radiohead in Ireland. It was his birthday, the lead singer, Tom York. And the Irish can sing. Have you played in Ireland?
No.
You have to go. I mean,
really?
They just sing and they get drunk and they party and they know all the words. It's an amazing crowd. It's like when you go and watch rugby there, it's the same. That atmosphere is amazing. South African band or artist?
Nude Girls.
Brilliant answer. Yeah, Springbok Nude Girls. And that's not a porno site. Yeah. City or town? A dorpie, a little town? Anywhere in the world.
Paris.
Mm, beautiful, huh?
Yeah.
Have you performed there?
I haven't, but I was there when we did the UK thing. I went to Paris just to visit, just to spend a week there, and it was amazing. Well, beautiful city.
Everybody knows your dad there, so
yeah.
Maybe you can say Jesse Clegg is here. He's doing a cover, and he will do MP. You never know. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And have you been interviewed by French radio stations because of your dad? Or
no, not really, man. I mean, I just went there for a holiday.
Okay.
I was playing Isle of Wight, and my dad was in Paris at the time, so okay. We actually flew over and I met him there. So. Wow. He had a show there, but I was just there for a holiday.
And he's a mega star there. Household name. Amazing.
Yeah, big time.
Okay, let's move on to country.
South Africa.
Daar sê, goeie jong mannetjie. Ek is trots op jou. And animal.
Elephant.
Have you got any pets?
I don't, but I'm considering getting a pig.
A pig?
A pig, a pet pig.
Okay, but don't buy the wrong one because they a friend of mine went, the miniature pig, said, oh no, I'll take that one, got home, and 6 months later there was this massive pig walking around.
But I've heard, we did a show in Durban like a few weeks ago, and it was this massive show. This guy had like a mansion, and it was his wife's birthday, and it was me and Art Matthews, and he just had this insane party. But they had this awesome pig at the house.
Walking into the house or
well,
just outside?
Well, it wasn't in the house. It was walking around the garden, and it was like you could pat it, and it was like a domesticated pig, you know? Yeah. It was awesome. And I was like, you know what? I need to research this. And it turns out that pigs, the so-called miniature pig, it's actually not a species.
Mm.
Basically, a pig will grow as much as you feed it.
Okay.
So a miniature pig is actually a malnourished pig.
Oh, right.
It's a pig that's been underfed, so it hasn't grown. It's not a separate species. That's what I read. But they are actually amazing pets, and they're very intelligent and clean.
Do you live in a townhouse complex?
Yeah, I would definitely have to move out of my apartment before I get one.
Hi, everybody. I've got a pig arriving.
I have to move to the country.
All right. Let's look at food. Your favorite food?
Sushi, I guess.
And do you cook at home?
No, not at all.
Not at all? Oh, come on, Jesse. The naked chef.
No, my girlfriend doesn't cook either. We both don't cook. We just order takeout all the time.
But do you watch cookery programs
not
and stuff?
All.
Master Chef?
No.
So you don't like cooking?
I'm a serious man. I watch art films.
But your mom and dad, on a Sunday, yeah. Sunday lunch, I mean...
No one cooks in my family.
Oh, really? So your dad never...
I mean, we bribe. That's as far as it goes.
The Cleggs.
Yeah,
we are
men. We do not cook.
Okay, there we go. That sorts that one out. Drink, your favorite drink.
Whiskey, brandy and coke.
There
I mean, brandy and coke is our tour drink. We drink brandy and coke every day on tour.
Okay, and backstage, the worst thing is to get drunk and get on stage because you get tired. I always say to musicians, don't drink lots of beer because you're going to get tired.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to focus, right?
No, you don't drink before shows, but after shows.
Yeah, you can have a couple of shooters. It's rock and roll.
Now that's another story.
Your bad habit.
Smoking an electric cigarette, I suppose.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette in your life?
I've had phases where I'll smoke some cigarettes, but now I just smoke this e-cigarette. Ugh, you know, it's a guilty pleasure, but whatever. It doesn't affect my voice, so that's a start.
Well, at least you can see where he is backstage, you know, if it's dark in the back there, whatever. Oh, there's Jesse with him. All right, so your biggest, okay, we got to your bad habit, your biggest fear. This is a tricky one.
Waarvoor is jy die bangste in die lewe?
Everyone's afraid of failure. I think failure is a scary one, but I think I'm starting to come to terms with that. Failure is probably the biggest one. Like, but not only like in terms of career, but you know, personal
in
failures.
Life, yeah.
You know, you can make promises to yourself and not keep them, and you can fail at things that no one else would know about, and you have to deal with it. So I guess it's really about trying to be as good a person as you can, both in terms of how you treat yourself and how you treat others.
Bonnie and Friends, Bonnie Simon, Decker.